possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. An ominous sky out there over the ocean that CBS Sports Network was showing as we are expecting some rain today. But yeah, it's been really nice for a number of days. And Boomer's big Hurricane Erin off of the coast doesn't look like it's going to destroy any towns on the East Coast.
Oh, that's a good
much
thing.
To his dismay.
No, but, it's not much to mine's dismay. Yeah. It's, the fact is it was a warning shot and across the bow just to make sure everybody's
of
aware.
The human race.
I started preparing for this when we were in California at Pebble Beach. I started sending out messages, be awake, let's go, let's get things set up. And things got taken care of. Things are, you know, generators are working.
Good, everything's fine. Yeah, all right.
So that's preparedness.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You know, that's what, you know, like when the politicians come out like 2 days before it's about to happen, then they start screaming about preparedness.
That's about
10 days out when it comes to preparedness.
You are indeed.
Got to be locked in. And speaking of Pebble Beach, by the way, our trip and I'm glad Eddie's out of here because now we can talk about Eddie with him, not him because he tends to leave us in the middle of our segments. But did you notice, like, Eddie's a hugger. He loves to hug.
Yeah, that's his thing, yep.
That's his thing. Like, he met the people from scratch, what, for a day and a half?
Yeah, a couple days, yeah.
Right. And the hugs he gave them were like hugs at a funeral, like when somebody unexpectedly passes away.
Yeah.
And you come up and you see them and you feel so genuinely bad for what their family is going through, and you hug, like, stand up for a sec.
Oh, God.
Gotta just like, oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how Eddie does it.
You put your leg up on me.
Yeah, well, he didn't put his leg up. I'm sorry. That was just something natural that just happened.
There was one point that I saw Eddie holding the cameraman Zane from behind, like that couple at the Coldplay concert.
Yes.
And I said, man, that's a little strange.
I just thought that the whole thing was awkward as hell. Now, did he give Nicole that kind of hug?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the airport, yeah.
Oh, he did
at the airport.
At the airport as well.
Because that was the final. Because we knew we were going to the airport with her.
So this is a final hug thing with
her. Yeah, so when he saw those other guys that you saw him hug, that was his final time of seeing them.
Yeah, and he saw them for all of about, 16 hours maybe?
Now, I will say that I felt like I knew them for a long time. We spent a lot of time with them, and we were
with them all the time. These guys were out there looking at seals and,
you
know, bobcats and crap.
But that's what Eddie does. I mean, he's that's just on brand for him. That's what he does.
Did you guys go to Carmel?
Yes, we did.
Oh, you did?
We had lunch there.
Oh, okay. I didn't see anything from you guys at Carmel.
Yeah, we didn't really take a lot of video. It wasn't that exciting. It was a lot of, there were a lot of cars. People were like showing off their cars.
Oh, yeah. This was a car show.
Yeah. That just brought way too many people. We headed back.
Okay. Eddie walking on the beach.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, but those hugs I just thought were...
Well, he's such a non-threatening man when it comes to like...
But how would like Nicole and Zane...
Because you just had...
Ian, did he hug Ian too?
Of course he did. He hugs everybody, man.
He crush Ian in half.
Yeah, same with Rob. Probably broke a rib. But like, when you... Eddie, even if you spend 5 minutes with him, you understand...
He's a lover.
Right. He's a softy. He's a lover. He likes people. And, like, there's nothing sort of perverted about his
hugging. Oh, we know that. We know that.
I know we know that. And what I'm saying is even with people that are borderline strangers, within seconds, minutes, he just gives off this, hey, I'm safe.
Don't you think that they thought that it was probably a little bit awkward?
No, I don't. This is my point. My point is that...
Zane's from Australia.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I don't know, Australians don't come across to me as people that like to hug.
Yeah, I did hear Zane actually at one point out on the golf course. He goes, who's that overweight hippie who was grabbing me for like 4 or 5 seconds? The guy with the gray ponytail. Who was that guy?
Yeah,
it's a little bit weird.
I didn't know whether to say something or not, so I didn't. You know, because I got one of those hugs too.
Well, yeah, but he...
I'm used to those hugs.
I've gotten a hug like that since 2005.
But you guys are also of a larger build. It's when a thin person, like I do when he comes towards me for a hug, for some, like I have to brace for it.
Yeah. Gina, when we see Eddie, braces. She goes, oh God, here we go. And not in like a weird way, not in a weird way, in a like he could hurt me way because he grabs so tightly.
But I know, so it is a thing, though. That's what I'm pointing out here. So, you just told me that Gina said, "Oh no, here we go," and Al is saying he's got a brace. So what I interpreted and what I felt, I didn't bring up at the time. I'm just bringing up now, is correct. Like. Here comes this strange guy that we just met an hour and a half ago.
No.
And he's coming in for a ginormous hug.
Nope. I don't agree with that. I think that it's...
How about somebody who does it? How do you not know? Maybe somebody doesn't want like touching interaction like that. I'm not just talking about...
He doesn't care. He goes right for it.
Okay.
But he's never had... No one's ever complained or anything.
Does he have like hug radar where he knows that he can go in and get a hug? You think
he
has
that?
No,
I think that he gives it off. Like... You know how you look at some dogs and you're like, this is a dog I can pet. And you look at another dog and you're like, this is a dog that could rip my throat out. And you just know when you look at it, you know, and this would be like a dog who's just sitting there and gives you the eyes.
That's a breed.
Well, hold on a second. This is what I'm trying to say. You look at the dog and you just like, it looks up at you. You do that to its face and it's like licks you and everything else. And then there'd be like a dog. That's, you're like, all right, I'm staying away from that dog. In the human version of that, Eddie is that lovable dog you want to go up and you want to scratch behind the ears and go, good boy. And he gives off that aura where it's like if he comes in for a hug, you're like, you know what? This is coming from a good place. This is not a pervert who's touching me. That's my thesis statement, is that you could be around Eddie for...
I don't think it's a pervert. I didn't say that. And I wasn't
implying that it's a thing and it's weird. And
I just like... Yeah, I mean, how many people in your life have come up to you that have known you for a day and a half and have given you like a smothering hug? That's a smothering hug.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't...
I mean, it's like, come here, big guy!
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it is a smothering hug.
I guess, yeah, maybe because we're used to it. I'm just, I don't know. I stand by what I'm saying. I think
how many other people in your life give you smothering hugs? And would you let anybody that you just met give you a smothering hug?
Well, you wouldn't know it was a smothering hug if you hadn't met them. So I do not have any other huggers that hug with the tenacity of Eddie. I don't have any.
It's a thing. I'm telling you.
Well, it's his thing, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
I'm not saying he has any ill intentions. I'm just saying that what I witnessed was an awkwardness between strangers, not with us.
So you felt like they felt odd about it. The scratch people.
They never told me anything about it. I just said, wow, they're probably overwhelmed that they just got smother hugged.
Let me ask you this, because I wonder this too. If there's a group and we're all saying goodbye, and Eddie delivers a hug, do you feel like you then also should deliver the hugs as a goodbye?
To other people, yeah. See, this is the thing.
No, I don't.
So Eddie hugged me at the same time because he knew I was not going back to the airport with him. So he hugged me like I expected Eddie to hug me because I've been around Eddie and I expect that. But when I watched him hug the other people that he had just met a day and a half earlier, I noticed like, oh, this is what we're doing here now? So the smother hug is something that you could do with friends, but Eddie seems to feel like he can smother hug anybody.
I tell you this, though, Ross.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Ross said, hey, I need another Eddie hug. Wow. So I gave him one.
Look at that.
There you go. So Ross appreciated it. What about Zane? Zane looked a little bit uncomfortable because Australians could be that way.
No, I didn't think that.
Okay, how about Nicole?
She seemed fine.
Ian?
Fine.
Ian seems a little cold.
Cold?
What do you mean? Like he wouldn't want a smother hug.
Oh, okay. Not someone who would like to be touched by a stranger. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I don't know. I told you, I really think that Eddie, even though we spent more time with them, Eddie just has this way about him that when he hugs, it's like, oh, that, you know what? That felt good. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't, it came out of nowhere, but man, you know what? I enjoyed that.
Couple gallons of Lucia Pinot Noir and boom, he's hugging everybody.
Well, I mean, if those hugs were happening at that dinner, then yeah, there was no awkwardness there. But if you're telling me it's just like a sober airport experience and those hugs.
Well, I saw the hugs on the golf, you know, on that after Jerry hit the putt.
Oh, okay.
That's where I saw. Did you hug up there or was it when we were leaving after dinner?
Celebration of Jerry at that point and his new putter.
And you did hug people then?
I don't think so.
I saw you coming down on the green and I thought you were hugging some people, but then after dinner that night, you did hug somebody.
Well, that was the goodbye, yeah.
And it was the goodbye smother hug.
Well, I guess, sure.
I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at.
It popped into my mind. I don't know why it popped into my mind.
Okay. Did you ever give somebody a hug, Eddie, that you just met that said something to you like, wow, like I gave a negative review of that hug?
No.
Yeah. See, I mean, I'm telling you.
You hug anybody after like you smoke a cigarette.
I don't think Eddie smokes, does he?
Not that I know of.
I'm not saying anymore.
If you did.
Yeah. Guy Adami, TV star.
Oh, TV star.
Yes. TV star Guy Adami from Morristown joins us. What's going on, Guy?
Hi, it's Guy from Morristown.
Hey, Guy from Morristown. What's happening, Guy?
It's been a while. I miss you guys.
I miss you, Guy.
Just hearing about hugging. But first of all, my wife's not a big hugger. She gets mortified when I go in for the hug. But just let me tell you a bit of a story, if I may go back a few years. This is in Morristown many years ago, and we're eating lunch at a local establishment, and I see this very attractive man come walking down the street. And it's Al Dukes, and I go up to him, I approach him, and I'm going in for a big hug, and he said, are we going to do this? Are we going to hug? And I'm like, you're effing right, we're going to hug, bitch.
Al, is this a true story?
This is a true story.
Really? Yep. So you went in for a hug with Guy?
No, he went in for the hug, and I was like, oh, well, we're hugging?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And so was it a smother hug like Eddie gives?
No, but he's a sizable, you know,
I know he is, a
very fit, athletic man. Yes.
So, I mean, that was, I enjoyed every minute of it. I'm hoping Al did. I tried to break him. And then if you recall, Booms, you might remember this. I'm not sure if Gio was there yet, but subsequently Al was named the Boar's Head Man of the Year.
Turkey Man of the Year, yeah.
Turkey Man of the Year, yes.
Yes.
Turkey Man of the Year. Oh,
have you ever gotten an Eddie hug, Guy?
When I filled in, Gio will remember this. I believe during COVID, I was the first in-person fill-in. And I came in, I brought a bunch of breakfast sandwiches. The Booms was somewhere else, it was in Norway or something, and I gave Eddie a big hug. I love you guys.
Yeah, no,
yes,
of course.
I hugged
yes,
Eddie.
Of course.
Yeah, and you didn't feel awkward at all.
Yeah, but that's a different story. I'm like, it's like Rob. Rob knows us from scratch. He knows us. He knows everybody. He listens to us. So it's a different story. Like guy knows us. He listens to us every morning. So, of course, he would want a smother hug with Eddie.
You know who's not a hugger is my sense. And listen, you know what? How Jerry. I feel about all you guys. Jerry.
100%.
Jerry's not a hugger. Yeah. Jerry has no interest in physical contact whatsoever. I think it scares him a little bit. Must be like some childhood thing. But, you know, I think Al really wants to embrace. He just doesn't know how to physically do it. He has those awkward motions, body motions, but I thought we had a really nice embrace. That's just my recollection of the entire thing.
My family was not big huggers at all. Like, we just did not hug each other. Shocking, I know. But anyway, when my older sister, when she first started dating her now husband, he's of Italian descent, and his family would hug hello and goodbye. And would hug us hello and goodbye. Then it got to the point where our family members, we would look at each other and be like, well, if we're hugging them, we probably should hug each other just to...
yeah.
That's how it started.
I mean, there's the bro hug.
See, that's where you
gotta go. Hug. That's a different story. No. The smother hug is what I'm talking about with Eddie.
The bro hug, first of all, nobody should be a bro. I don't enjoy this whole bro
culture.
Well,
you're a finance bro.
No, but no. Come on, Booms. You got to know me better than that. There's nothing finance nor bro-y about me. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the mean streets of Croton on the Hudson. We were not bros back
now
then.
Now you sound like AOC.
Exactly. But what I will say is, let me just say this about the beauty of sports. If Boomer Esiason, who has risen to levels that we can only aspire to, was at a New York Ranger game. This is game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Rangers are down 3-1. They rally back and win. He will embrace every person within a 30-foot radius of him, not in a bro hug, but in a smother hug, in a sincere, genuine, loving way, because that's the kind of guy you are. I think we should all live our lives more like the Booms.
Yeah, okay. I think Eddie is the one with the genuine smother hug.
You know what's weird with the bro hug is if it's a large male ex-athlete or current athlete, that like when Willie Colon fills in, he'll give me the clap and the pull and hug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and I feel so emasculated just because he's so manly.
Oh, no, you got to go all in for that. See, that I have mastered that bro hug thing. Mastered it. I mean, that's the way to go because it's in between. You know, it's like a perfect type of thing where it's not weird and grabby. You know, it's just that whole deal.
Yeah. Like, I think Eddie's smother hugs are genuine. I'm not saying that they're not.
Right.
I'm just saying, but, you know, to people that you met like 16 hours ago, it probably had to be a little, you know.
We spent a lot of time with them in a short amount of time.
Not with them. They were not with us.
Yeah, but Nicole was.
And we did, in fact, one of the very first dinners Eddie and I got.
Gosh, showing the Deontay Wilder hug, by the way.
Deontay Wilder hug. I'm sorry, with Gio. That's not a smother hug. That's not a bro hug.
Yeah.
That's a love hug.
Yeah, that was a love
that
hug.
That is a, I love you, and I want to hug you and put my head in your clavicle.
He initiated that, by the way. But anyway, go ahead, Al.
Look at you.
He initiated it. He did that. He pulled me in.
That is a man love hug.
Okay, at the time, we were loving each other. All right, Al, go ahead.
Our first dinner that we had at the Pebble Beach trip, Eddie and I, because we arrived late because we got the tram incorrect, that we sat at a table with the technical cameramen, and that's when Eddie bonded with them. Thus, he really got to know them from that, and I think that's where he got close.
Over a couple glasses of wine.
And dinner, a full dinner.
Cocktails,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Al was a long time. Not talking at all.
You felt pressure because Al was not talking.
No pressure.
So now you got to engage.
No, it's not a pressure. I have no problem talking to people, but Al was not.
I noticed that because I was facing that table, and I mean, I was just watching. All you could hear in the background was, yeah, and Al's just sitting there, just looking around, staring.
He's like, where am I?
Where's the heater?
Why am I here?
Yes. Yeah. Let's go to Rich in Morganville. Rich, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? I was thinking maybe as a goodbye for Eddie, next summer you can do a Smother Hugger booth. Dollar a hug.
Dollar a hug.
A dollar a hug with Eddie.
Yeah.
And then, that's a good idea. Foundation.
Yeah, I mean, raise money for BEF. Yeah, yeah, why not? You know what? Not a bad idea. That final hug is going to be a tough one, man. That's going to be a tough final hug. I mean, it might get we might make out.
You know, I don't even want to think about it. I mean, I don't want to think about it. It'll be so sad. It's going to be like a funeral hug.
Yeah, no, it will be, yeah. I forget who I was talking to about this just recently, too. I was like, that's going to be a tough one.
Like when you hug the bride at a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I hugged
your Allie's bride wedding. Or, oh no, someone else's bride. About,
yeah. Like you're a guest at a wedding. Like I hugged Allie, right? And I was like, all right, you know, I'm happy for you. But it wasn't like there's a funeral hug, there's a wedding hug, there's an Eddie Smother hug, there's a bro hug.
There's a bro hug, yeah.
There's levels of hugs.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm hugging a bride, that's a very, like, it's like I hug like she's made of glass.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? That's like, what I'm
you
talking
just,
about.
Like, yeah.
Now, could you imagine Eddie at a wedding?
Well, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh,
yeah.
You have? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I see Smother Hug at weddings.
He probably did, yeah.
Do you Smother Hug at
a
wedding?
Did you Smother Hug a bride once?
I'm sure I have, yeah. I think I only have one hug.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the Eddie Smother Hug.
Yeah, that hug knows no bounds. No matter who you are, where you are, you're getting it.
So it's a thing.
Oh, you know who doesn't like it for sure and will sort of put up his hands? Olive.
Oh, boy. This is gonna be a thing at your final show.
That's interesting. So he wasn't loved as a child either, like Al?
Probably.
That's why they get along so well.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He's got more sports for us. What's going on, Jerry?
We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks, used with permission, and brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So the Yankees and Rays waited out the rain last night in Tampa, and if you did stay up to watch it and you were a Yankee fan, you were rewarded with a home run derby, essentially.
0-1 pitch. Swing on hit to right field. A pretty good carry. Gone into the corners. Mangum into the corner. Can't get it. It is gone. Cabby with a two-run homer. Wow. 5-0 Yankees. Welcome back to Tampa. Jose Caballero.
And they were not done. They actually wound up winning this game 13-3. They hit 8 other home runs, 9 on the night, matching a franchise record as the Yankees beat the Rays in the start of this little two-game series. Giancarlo Stanton hit 2. Cody Bellinger hit 2. You had the 2 there from Jose Caballero. Here was Bellinger with Susan after the game. They did a pretty good job dealing with the later start, later than expected.
Yeah, it's tough. Any rain delay is tough. I think the harder ones are when you're mid-game delay. So I think, you know, personally, before a game, you know, it stinks. But I think it's a little easier than, like, a fifth-inning, two-hour rain delay or something like that.
Aaron Judge also homered his 40th. Here was Stanton. More on the delay, how this team stayed prepared and really came out swinging.
We're all ready to go at 7:30, and it didn't happen. So, you know, we had to take it out on them a little bit, but just make sure we're focused and, you know, get a win out of tonight.
And they were back-to-back-to-back home runs in the first inning and they never looked back. Here was a brief Aaron Boone. Thoughts of 9 home runs?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good yesterday for sure. Carlos Rodon, 6 innings for the win, his 13th of the season, his ERA 3.24. Cam Schlittler goes tonight opposing Drew Rasmussen. The Yankees now a game ahead of Boston and Seattle for the top wild card spot. Now, speaking of the Mariners, Victor Robles was on a rehab assignment at AAA Las Vegas. Yeah, he has since been suspended 10 games for doing this. And tell me what seems odd to you in this call as well.
And the first pitch from Estes. Swung on and fouled off on a pitch that hit him. He picks up the bat and throws it at Estes. He's been tossed. He is yelling at Joey Estes.
Okay. All good, right? Right, yeah. So far? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Well, it's crazy because, yes, throwing the bat was the Piazza Clemens thing, and it was Sean Estes who had to throw at Clemens the next time he came up to bat the next year and obviously missed him.
No.
So it sounds strange. No? Is that where you're going with
I was
that?
Just saying we're all good so far, right? I'm going to play the next part.
Oh.
That I feel like I'm being trolled somehow, but I think this is real. So I'll play the whole thing again, and then you'll see at the end.
Okay.
And the first pitch from Estes. Swung on and fouled off on a pitch that hit him. He picks up the bat and throws it at Estes. He's been tossed. He is yelling at Joey Estes, and now he runs towards the mound.
Mound just kind of watching him.
And now he...
Am I being trolled there?
Continues. Al's just kind of watching him.
Yes. Al's just kind of watching.
Which, whenever there's trouble, Al doesn't want to get involved.
Right. Al just kind of watching him.
That is great.
But it seems like it's edited in.
It does sound like that. But what it sounds like is there's stuff was cut in between and then it jumped to that.
Al just kind of watching him.
Al just kind of watching him.
Pretty bizarre.
A dog and a man and another dog.
Al just kind of watching him.
Yes.
And you're watching this happen? I am.
So, okay.
I'm okay.
The best part.
I'm 500 feet away.
Right. The crying, okay.
Okay.
Good. Oh, man. Did you see the video of this by any chance when he heaves the bat at the pitcher?
I did not.
It is very funny. So he got himself a 10-game suspension. As for the Mets, they were in Washington. So last time we saw David Peterson, he had a 6-0 lead. The Mets wound up losing a crazy game. On this night, they had a nice big lead, a much different result.
2 outs, bases clear. The payoff to Young. Strike 3 called outside corner. Strikeout to end the inning. And strikeout number 10 for David Peterson.
You lost him, Jerry. You lost Boomer. He started scrolling.
He's watching Instagram videos.
He left his volume up and he went to the reels. He lost him.
Problem is, I got an alert for Hurricane Aaron.
Oh, did you?
So I wanted to open the alert. And when you open the alert, it goes right into an ad. I don't know what the ad was, but now I'm just getting my update on Hurricane Erin, see if it's going to impact my golf plans. All right?
Yeah. So I rest my case. You lost
it. Very much so. Well, the Mets did win. They beat the Nationals 8-1. Jeff McNeil, Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, and Juan Soto, all with big games, home runs for all of them. Vientos, a two-run shot. In terms of Peterson, he went 8. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Any thoughts of letting him finish the game?
No, not really. Especially with him going on regular rest next time out. I wasn't, you know, like 100, 105, but once he got through that 8th inning, 97, I think it was, I thought it was good.
Get him out, and they finish things up. Here was Peterson. Did that last game enter your mind at all?
Not really. You know, I think it felt pretty uncharacteristic to me, and so it was just, you know, kind of flushing it and getting...
And flushing it and doing better here. In terms of the rotation and the staff, we hear this a lot now in pro sports. Here is Peterson. We are a very tight group.
We try and build off each other, and so hopefully the momentum goes to tomorrow.
Because they love each other.
We tend to love each other.
We try and build off each other.
Very strange. Boy. Yes. Here was Vientos, who hit the home run, as we mentioned. He's been hot of late, so this is always ready to go.
I'm just focusing on getting, like, just winning. I just want to win, and whenever I get my opportunity, help the team in whatever way, but as long as we win, I'm happy.
And so that's 3 in a row for the Mets, who are now 67-58. Kodai Senga, the start tonight against the Lord, as we mentioned earlier. That is Brad Lord. Francisco Alvarez, a sprained UCL in his thumb. Could play through it, but it looks like he will land on the injured list if he hasn't already. Mets remain a game up on the Reds for the third wild card spot in the National League. Cincinnati won last night as well. Malik Nabers back at practice for the Giants. That's a good thing. We know the Giants have, well, I mean, it's, you could say three quarterbacks, four quarterbacks, if you consider Tommy DeVito as well. A lot of conversation or rumors. What do the Giants do at that position? Do they trade Jameis Winston? Here's Brandon Brown, their assistant GM, who says that that's not happening.
I appreciate, you know, people that are interested, but, you know, Jameis is a New York Giant. With the way that he's gone about his business from day one, he's made it very intentional with the fact that he wants to be here and he wants to be here for the long haul.
And you got a lot of people, you know, thinking about Micah Parsons maybe being traded.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, next week on Tuesday, it's cut down day. They're going to get the 53 players, and it's also free agent signing day again. Yep. You know, it happens all over again, and then you have the waiver draft order and all that other crap going on, and you'll find out pretty quickly whether or not these teams are happy with the players that they're keeping, or they're going to find other players out there to replace some of the back-end roster spots.
Now, we've talked a lot about Parsons, a lot about Trey Hendrickson, a lot about Terry McLaurin. Cam Hayward, another one who was not happy with his contract. Here was Hayward yesterday, the Steelers defensive tackle, saying, "I am underpaid.
I think I'm like, what, 22nd as a D-tackle. I'm 36 as a D-lineman. And, you know, I know what I bring to this team and what I'm capable of on and off the field. And so it's hard for me to, you know, have enough after the year I've had to really justify playing at the number I'm playing at."
And so he makes it very clear things have changed.
"You know, I understand I signed a contract last year. But to be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told him, you know, when I have an all-pro year, expect me to come back."
And he's back. Okay.
Well,
and
at least there's that, you know.
I guess.
I mean, at least he said, "Hey, if I have an all-pro year, which I will, then I want to renegotiate."
He said he used that as motivation. He did it, and now he's back.
His problem is that, you know, he's 35 years old.
Been there for a long time. I was there in Pittsburgh when he got drafted, I remember.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not, they've given who he was in his prime and what the money was being paid to players in their prime, I thought he was paid pretty well. And they gave him a new contract at the age of 31, it looks like.
So no, he just said, I mean, he signed one last year.
Right? Yeah, and they gave him another one that tacked on a year or two here or there. But at the end of the day, it's one of those weird things. He's a big leader in the community, a big leader in that locker room, and he is a huge physical presence. So, and he should finish his career as a Steeler, hopefully.
And Daniel Jones, the starting quarterback of the Colts.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
We were talking about the Eddie hugs, and they're very intense hugs. You call them a smother hug, and you're a little concerned about how the people that we met from scratch on the Pebble Beach trip that only knew Eddie for a little bit would receive his smother hug. There is a caller on the line who has received, a female caller on the line who has received a Eddie smother hug, and we'll get her perspective on it. Nicole in New Jersey. Nicole, how are you?
Great, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Of course, we see Nicole at all of our live events, and she brings crumb cakes and good cheer and happiness with her as well.
Thank you. I was going to say, don't get me confused with the scratch golf, Nicole. I was nervous about that, so thank you.
Right. So
Eddie gives the best hugs probably in my entire life, and I said to Al, they're so good, you get your back cracked like a glow stick. And Al goes, is this in a good way? I go, it's in the best way ever. So yeah. I just had to say that. And to Guy Adami, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Jerry is actually a hugger. Jerry is one of the nicest guys I've ever met. We've kind of grown a relationship over the years of me listening to. He was probably... It was one of the first, you know, that I've connected with, and, you know, Guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't even know who Guy is, but I have to mention, Jerry is one of the nicest guys, and I will die on the sword for Jerry.
F off, you a-holes.
way to go, Nicole. Listen, somebody's got to die on the sword for Jerry. But listen, I will say this, because we asked Jerry after Guy had come on and we had been talking about the smother hug. And I said, Jerry, you think Guy Adami's right when he says that you're not a hugger? And he goes, 100%.
Yeah, doesn't like hugs.
So while you're trying to be really nice and Nicole's being really nice to Jerry,
yeah,
the truth of the matter is that Guy Adami is 100% correct in his assessment of Jerry not liking hugs.
That is right. Now, Jerry could be the nicest person you've met or one of the nicest people you've met, and all of that is true. But
they
as far
have a
as
connection,
the,
according to Nicole.
Right. As far as the hug goes, Jerry, not a hugger. He was actually, he made like a real, like, disgusted face when you brought it up. Like, are you a hug guy? So, no, absolutely not.
Oh, he's back to Ornery Jerry again.
No. No, I don't think so.
No, that brought out Ornery Jerry.
He didn't like the hugs, that's all. Ornery Jerry has been on pause for a while now.
Oh.
What? He has been. I haven't seen Ornery Jerry in a long time.
Yeah, because you've been playing a bunch of golf events with him and everything now, and you guys have this little thing going on.
This little thing going on? What are you talking about?
If I have
a little thing with Jerry going on playing in golf events, what do me and you have, for God's sakes?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you guys have bonded over the game of golf, and it's great to see. It's great to watch. And the reason why he's not Ornery Jerry as much is because we just spent three days with him at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, and a day at his tournament down in Marlboro.
I mean, so we've been hanging out a lot, and I've noticed, like, you guys got this thing going. That's all. Like, I notice things. I don't know why. Like, this whole smother hug thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I think you're off on your noticing things.
No, I am not.
And I think you're...
I am
you're,
not
you're,
off.
Your awareness is not quite as astute as you
oh, really?
Want it to
think
be.
So? I just got an update. Its powerful winds are reaching farther. Here's what that means.
It's
regarding Hurricane Erin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't see much happening.
Right now, you don't.
But in every forecast that I see for where I live does not seem to be much of an issue as far as the winds and the rain.
Yesterday, I noticed it seemed like the ocean was closer to me.
Yeah.
Well, probably, yeah.
Maybe. Is that possible?
It could be pushing a high tide.
Maybe.
Be pushing it towards you a little bit.
Storm surge.
This thing has got you know, some massive waves internally.
But it seems like it was like closer than it should be.
Well, did the sand seem less? Was there less beach?
It did seem less.
Well, high tide, maybe. Maybe you were looking out the window at high tide.
I was asking Gio, how do they know where to build houses that the ocean's not going to creep up closer to my house?
My answer was just many years of people being around the area. Knowing where to build with the ocean being there.
What's to say tomorrow I wake up and the ocean's not 30 feet closer?
It could be.
But unlikely.
Right.
Tomorrow
you could wake up and be 175 degrees and then we're all cooked.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man. This freaking fast. Just turned this morning. It turned at about 7:55.
Okay.
So is your golf game still on?
No. I had my porridge. I'm good.
When were you supposed to play? I was supposed to play today with Sal, Jerry, and a man named Steve Hirsch.
You and Jerry again. There you go.
Yeah. Well, we were invited together by Steve. And I was excited to play with Sal. I'd never played with Sal before.
You can't play today.
That guy's going to get rained out.
It looks like it. See?
What are you seeing?
I just told you. Just be aware. That's all.
Man.
Let it go.
He definitely roots for disasters.
Yes. No,
there's
I don't.
No doubt about it. You root for disasters. Yes, you do. You want to see volcanoes erupt. You want to see lava burn people. You want floods. And then you want to blame somebody for not being prepared.
A Democrat, usually.
That's what
Most
you
likely,
want.
Yes.
This is what you want. This
Most likely.
Like, you're rooting for that more than you're rooting for Jackson Dart to be a good quarterback.
Bullseye?
For Bullseye to make it.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.